Om Shanti. Good evening and welcome. Everyone comfortable? Soul, body comfortable? If we, God's children, ask ourselves sitting in Madhuban, what is most loveliest thing for us, most pleasant for us in our Brahman life? What would be the reply of our heart? Most pleasant thing which can happen in our life. Of course, every day we have pleasant moments with Baba. We listen Baba's Murli. But the loveliest thing is to meet Bab Dada. To be present in the gathering of Bab Dada, Almighty and Great Great Grandfather Brahma Baba. So how many of you had the fortune to be there in Shantivan yesterday? And how many of you couldn't make to Shantivan and were present here? Okay, not less. Okay. Yeah. So there are things which we are able to sense through our physical organs, physical senses, and we cherish them, we enjoy their taste, we sing them, enjoy seeing them and enjoy listening to them. But when we meet Bab Dada, what is happening? Are we seeing Bab Dada at the time? Or are we listening to Bab Dada at the time? Or we are having some another kind of sensuous experience at the time? What is happening at the time of avyakt meeting? It is because of us, because we are in physical bodies, Baba accepts our invitation to be there in front of us, because it is very easy for us to come close to Baba through this experience. I am in Sakha form, I can see, I can listen, so I feel Baba through these senses and I say I met Baba. I heard Baba, so I met Baba. I saw Baba, so I met Baba. But at the same time, we understand that meeting, avyakt meeting, is far higher than just listening and looking at the physical being through Guzar Dada's body. It means, first of all, instant experience of my own body, losing the experience of the presence of this body. As soon as Baba comes, gives drishti, avyakt meeting is meant to take me also into that experience. Because if one is physical and another is alaukik avyakt, meeting does not take place. So in this way Baba helps us through His presence, through His drishti. Baba, first of all, through one glance, Baba takes us beyond. And this is experience of thousands and thousands of God's children sitting in the hall just 5 minutes before Baba's coming and 5-10 minutes after Baba's entering into the chariot. So although yesterday we had video revision, but it was no way just video. Agree? It was no way just video, because Baba is committed to this Avyakta meeting, provided we take care of our spiritual stage. So just in 5 minutes of Baba's coming, the whole atmosphere changes. So Avyakta, to be able to celebrate Avyakta meeting is the biggest sign of a Brahmin soul. No body conscious person, no Laukik personality, no matter how high profile those people are, but they are not able to go into that experience sitting in Avyakta Bhavdada's meeting. So most precious gift of Brahmin life is to be able to meet Bhavdada, to be able to have Avyakta meeting. That is why we come from so far. We will spend such amount traveling from so far if we don't have that experience? No, certainly not. Yes? So how do we have such fortune? Is it just because by chance we came and we got knowledge and now we know Baba did the establishment in Madhuban and we came in Madhuban? No, it's not like that only. When we lose or when we go away from experience of purity of the golden age, we come to silver age and then there is transition period. So at that time, we again start looking for lost peace and happiness, lost purity. But there are souls who start looking for God immediately. They feel, they have this intuition that whatever wrong is happening to me, wherever I feel emptiness and dissatisfaction and whatever I am not able to understand in this world, under the sky, is just because someone from above is not. I am not in connection with someone from above. Immediately they start looking for God. And these are the souls who come and meet Baba, who come, their account is created, account of bhakti, looking for God, not looking for something, looking for God. Let there be anything happening in the life, but I just want to see God, I just want to meet God. I need Him only. So they have this desire to the extent they are ready to leave anything. They are ready to leave house, they are ready to leave their family, ready to go to jungles. So this thirst and craving and desire to see God, meet God, brings us to Baba's family, Baba's centers, and we are able to easily feel, easily see, yes, Baba, yes, now understand, this is you. No matter whichever language I am speaking at this moment, but Baba's experience is beyond all words. And we are able to recognize Baba, because last kalpa we met Baba and soul says, yes. So no matter what, God's presence in our consciousness, in our heart is an eternal phenomenon. Eternal phenomenon. Nobody can remove it. Even those who think to be sitting in the communist countries or just claiming that we are materialistic people, or we don't talk about God, or God does not exist. Even there also, when services started in such lands, the same thing happened. No human has the power to erase the memory of God from the consciousness of the child. All souls are his children. Whether you put them in jails, whether you make any protocols or rules and regulations, but no human being has power to remove, delete this file, this experience of God's meeting. It's such an important thing in our life. So therefore, even if there will be difficulty in seating arrangement, 20,000 people are going to come, we are not sure about where we are going to sit, or temperature is high, not so convenient to go from here, but still we don't want to miss it. As far as our life allows it, we go. And yesterday's Baba's meeting, Baba celebrated Holi with his children. That kind of Holi which makes them holiest, luckiest, very pure. And how we become pure? So simple. We got colored with Baba's company, Baba's presence. And we keep Baba in our mind. Baba, you have come. Baba, you are teaching me. Baba, this life is yours. So very simply, easily, we keep Baba's company in our mind, and this color of his presence make us pure. We can't afford to be impure. We can't think impure. We can't act impure if Baba is in mind. As simple as that. No reading of scriptures was required. Not running from the houses was required. Not sitting in the Himalayas was required. We just understood Baba and purity entered in the life. So this is the brightest color. Deeply, it impresses the soul, Baba's presence in front of my vision. And instantly, it gives you that serene experience of peace coming out of the purity, that I have everything. I have Baba, I have everything. But if this first experience does not come, then of course I keep looking for something or another, even if I am in God's family. It's very simple connection. If I am here in Brahma Kumaris, I am in Madhuban, I am in centers, I am coming, listening knowledge, and I want this, I want to be very powerful, I want to be very peaceful, I want to be successful. Still some wanting makes me wandering. And it is all because of what? The color of God's company is yet to come on the soul. I have not allowed the soul to be colored by Baba's company, God's company. So how to facilitate this experience? How to be colored by that? So you all must have seen the Holi festival. What happens in the Holi? There is fragrant water which is poured on everyone with great love, or sometimes there is colored powder, organic powder. If you have, it will not spoil your skin, so you play with that. One is called gulal, that powder, and another is rose water, fragrant water. So Baba yesterday told that Baba puts on your face gulal, that is colorful powder of knowledge. So Baba's murli, Baba's glass, each murli of Baba is that gulal, that colored powder which I am supposed to listen with the feeling Baba is playing holy with me, and allow myself to absorb that. Not be choosy. This phrase is for India. This phrase is for those who are old in knowledge. This phrase is for Westerns. This phrase is, each and every word is for me. Each and every word in the murli, there is nothing like that. It is for bhaktas, it is for Hindus, or it is for Krishna. No. It's a plate full of gulal, that colored powder, and Baba putting him. And after every murli, I become very beautiful. Once you play this with God, you are beautiful and shining, happy, brighter. And then Baba said, Baba pours this fragrant water through his drishti. His one glance takes us into the experience of being light and happy, enjoy dancing. So playing holy means getting colored with the company of God to that much extent that my mind is able to leave the whole burden of body and bodily household. Baba, Baba, and I am child. In front of so big Baba, Almighty Baba, who am I? Just a point of light. But if you are not colored, you sit with your whole burden. I am so and so, citizen of that country, mother of so many children, with this profile. Mind cannot dance because I didn't allow myself to be colored by Baba's words, knowledge. Every murli begins with the word meethe bachche, meethe bachche. So as soon as this comes out from Baba's mouth, meethe bachche, sweet children, do I become child instantly? Do I allow myself to leave each and every identity which I have tagged on me by this time? Yes? Do I forget all other burden connected to my duty? And do I remember whom Baba is saying, child? Baba is addressing Meethe Bachche to the entity which belongs to Paramdham. A point, just point. And the being of light, angel. Baba is addressing this to an angel. And what we have in the Satalujan? Shining silvery light. There is no moon, But there is moonlight. There is no moon in subtle region. So that brightness or that shine instantly is ignited when I make myself sweet child. As soon as Baba says, Ji Baba. Baba says, Meethe bachche. I say, Ji Baba. But no, I am so stubborn. I don't want to be Meethe bachche. I am big bachcha. Big oldie. Everyone is saying, oldie goldie, oldie goldie. No, I am no oldie. I am just a light. I am God's child. No age. Yes, all these lamps, projectors, tube lights. These tools have age, duration. They were made on this date and they were placed here on this date, right? But what about current? What is the lifespan of current? What is the age of current? Electric current, no age. So who am I? This lamp or current? So Baba is addressing to soul, point of light. Mithe bache. So instantly that star gets ignited. So this is as if Baba has switched on this current, switched on, and the whole power of my being as light and might is experienced instantly. So that shine is different. So I have to check myself and match myself with Baba's drishti. My father is light, point of light, and I am point of light. So do our glance look like? Or my glance, my drishti is plain, empty, not shining, and Baba's drishti shining. Baba is light, and myself? Who am I? Not light? Am I body? So therefore Baba very much wants to play this holy that we stay in his company. Because if we are in the company of body conscious souls, they will make us body. They will take away our this light from the vision. So therefore he himself comes to give us the experience of this shine. So how do I check myself? Do I allow myself to be colored by the company of Baba? Through this soul conscious stage. That I allow myself, allow Baba to switch on this button. I am light, I am current. Yes? Getting it? Who am I? Current, light. And this light is from original word, this light is from subtle region, and that shine. Yesterday there was 8th March and it was the day of Dadi Ratan Mohini's Bhog. As yearly whole program is there every month, 8th of every month, Bhog is offered. So this was 11th Bhog. And every Bhog brought a message. But yesterday, there was a lot of pull happening. I was in Shantivan because of one class. And something happened. Something happened which I knew is beyond my field of action, because it won't solve through my participation. Only Baba has to do it. It was very big situation. But I said, Baba, I am not going to come down to solve it. And then I went straight away for bhog and said, Dadi, today is your day. You are with Baba, so you have to do everything from there. And after a few hours, there is a Vikta meeting. So I am now just going to sit. And very great pull was happening that, Baba, something you have to do. And we started offering bhog. And in few minutes, Baba sent Dadi. Dadi Ratanmani came. And she was there for half an hour. It was the biggest time, largest time she was there. Because before also she came once or twice, but just for 5 to 7 minutes. So half an hour just sitting by her side, and that shine in the eyes, subtle region shine. So that is what we are, angelic beings, soul conscious being, and our these eyes will work like projectors to reveal Baba. But for that we have to be in Baba's company, in that stage of holy. Eyes without company of Baba means gland, not these physical eyes, look, drishti, our drishti. Without Baba is one, and with Baba it is something else. So Baba's company is visible not as much from here, as much from here. And from drishti, Baba is there in my awareness or not. So don't go this time from Madhuban back to your home without holding Baba in drishti. In one eye, Baba, in another eye, Paramdham or subtle region, both lights. Then it will be real holy meeting. Yes, many are old Baba's children, but still we sometime allow ourselves to go into other kinds of influences rather than this highest influence being on my heart. And final thing which Baba yesterday explained was, let the world see who are these souls through your dance of happiness, dance of mind. So which habit we have given to our mind is holding anything which is wasteful. And then intellect is sometime not able to realize what is the difference between necessary or waste. I think it is necessary because it's my duty. So ultimately Baba has told, nothing except Baba is necessary for you souls in this confluence age. Only Baba. Rest is all Maya. Anything which takes Baba away from your mind is waste. Getting translation? Anything which takes away Baba from your mind is wasteful. Mind won't dance. I won't feel light. So being light, colorful, happy is possible with this kind of experience of Baba's company when I am also soul and I am with the Supreme Soul. Okay, rest if brother wants to ask. Yes?
Yeah.
Some beautiful questions he has prepared.
So lovely.
From Murli, so that we can go into depth. Yes. Om Shanti.
Lovely to be here with Sister Santosh, who has been deeply coloured by Baba's company over over many a moon, and watching Sister Santosh from a distance, you may not know, but Santosh means contentment. It's one of the very few people I know who actually embody their name. So I really see that divine quality of self-fulfillment and contentment. Is everyone going okay with this talk? Feeling happy, inspired, being coloured?
Yeah.
So one of the points Baba mentioned was with one step of courage, there's 1,000 steps of help. And I know personally I've experienced that in a few ways in my life. It's almost like a spiritual law that Baba is giving. Could you give some examples in your own life where you've had to step forward with courage and you've had that 1,000 steps of help and support from Baba?
Very good question. Because proof of God being with us is having such kinds of experiences in life practically. We all living at various places in different nations, different geological positions, we face variety kinds of hardships, calamities, financial tests. But as Brahmin, if I have developed this habit that I instantly remind myself of two things. I am just instrument and Baba is Karavanhar. I am just doing it. It's Baba who has to take care of everything. And second, drama is beneficial. So then this calculation begins, which is called as this clause begins. My one step of courage and 1,000 steps of help by Baba. Because I forget drama, that drama is beneficial, then this file does not open, this file of promise. You know, when you enter into wrong code, you are not able to open the file. Program is there, but it does not open. So the right code is, drama is beneficial. And another thing is, Baba is Karavanhar. I am just instrument. I have to let Baba help me by being in a right stage. So, just if you are asking about experience, just one very relevant for all, I think is in the field of service, in the country where everyone is looking forward to ban whatever is connected to Brahma Kumaris, right? In most of the countries outside India, the word Brahma Kumaris itself is like connotation for Hinduism or something coming from India. So we all are quite now wise and intelligent. We go ahead making the plans in a right way, but still they catch something or other and take the step of any legal intervention. So the whole story I will not tell, but I will tell you that someone was successful to take this matter of banning Brahma Kumaris or cancelling the registration of Brahma Kumaris to the legal department, government, and was successful. That is, officially we received the paper that we cannot continue activity anymore. I am speaking about Russia in Petersburg. So it was registered as Brahma Kumaris for Russia. So once it happened, it means whatever property you have, whatever immovable, movable you have, government will take it away. Okay, and Baba says, children, you should not go to court for any reason. You should not file case on anyone. At least at that time, people would take benefit of this Shrimad and not allowing us to go to court by saying Baba's Shrimad is not to fight or, you know, discuss anything with anyone. Whatever has been told, we have to follow. Understand? Someone playing trick. So, but of course, it was not right allegation and we have to stand for truth. So we explain that in our letters and started visiting court after every 3 months, after every 6 months, and advocates from that party were absolutely clueless that we have done so much in Russia and people are benefiting thousands and thousands. They were talking to us as if we are nothing, because the way that person had explained to them, as if we are very harmful entities in Russia. Our presence is very harmful. So that legal letter which came, I had put in Baba's room and then had conversation with Baba. Baba, life is going to be very interesting now. You know, you just simply do service, you do programs, you give lectures, and this is normal thing. And now this is out of the line thing. You are totally banned, and whatever you will do, you will be caught and put in the jail. And but still you have to now fight for your right. You have to take back your position. So I told Baba, life is going to be very interesting now. But from there you know how things have to proceed and rest. Baba, it's very clearly visible that we got lazy. We were not serving judges, we were not serving advocates. So you have taken us to that area so that we can serve all these hundreds of people of judiciary. Sorry, Baba. Sorry, Baba. It's clear, Baba. It's not a problem. But because we were not serving judiciary, very 100% this faith was there. Because it is impossible for anyone to come into the way of Almighty's task. Impossible for anyone. So all happenings are leading to the same cause of coming of golden age. There is no hurdle in God's task. To speak that there is some hurdle in God's task is to devalue His position, belittle His might. So like this, it continued 5 years. Every time they were bringing such funny allegations that ultimately judge understood what is the game. And he was comparing and looking at us. They used to come and we used to. I just went for one session, but our brothers and sisters, 3, 4 who were responsible. So through all these 5 years, they go, they simply sit down, they remember Baba and do not try to go into all the things which they are speaking. And then came last day, I was supposed to be there because it was final then. And all these 5 years I was talking to Baba. Baba, by this time 300 people were met, 7 advocates, 4 judges, and this place, Baba done, prosecutor service done, and this department done, we have given them introduction. Like this. I was making whole report card for Baba. So last day, from the very morning, Baba, let's go today to the court in Russia. Because you are all the time in Baba, in your room, let's go there today. So taking Baba's hand, we went there and sitting 6th, 7th row, and the moment we entered, Judge saw, smiled, and that was the time when meditation already going on. Baba, such a wonderful judge, such a beautiful soul, such a wise person, such good vibrations are coming. Within 15 minutes, judge again heard those advocates, again they started speaking funny things, and the last funny thing was, see, Brahma Kumaris has written in their constitution, they teach positive thinking. So it means they claim, those who do not study with Brahma Kumaris, all Russian Federation think negatively. So how do they dare to claim that only they are positive? So as you are laughing, so that was what there we were doing at that time. And judge too smiled after listening. So that was their last comment. He went for 3 minutes and he already prepared the word, that last resolution. He read that. And it was like a document in support of Brahma Kumari's Raj Yoga meditation, officially, internationally, international support. He said that Brahma Kumari's Raj Yoga meditation is beneficial and is no proof that it has, done any harm psychologically. Rather, it has benefited hundreds mentally and physically. So, the court does not find anything wrong in the activities of Brahma Kumaris, and they are with honor again given the rights to continue their activity. You see? So, and we could celebrate it as triumph that, government lost against us because it was case from government to Brahma Kumaris. But we didn't celebrate this victory. We just saw it like a workshop, study phase. Baba taught us that no matter even Ravan government stands in front of you, but I am Almighty. So I have this trust, but hundreds of Baba's children, maybe they don't have that much of faith. So can I give that much faith through my lectures? But so Baba is in hurry. So Baba had organized this all so that all Baba's children could have faith that this is Almighty's task. Maybe I am not a good lecturer. I couldn't give this trust through lecture. So Baba did this. That's it. Right? So thousands of people came, and the advocate which we found, how we can say thousand hands, advocate, when our sister started looking in that directory of advocates in Russia or St. Petersburg, so going on, and she stopped at the point where it was written, advocate, in St. Petersburg, near to Baba's house, just 10 kilometers, and in bracket it was written, loves India very much. So he was ready to do anything so that this case is won. He said, I believe in Russian Federation law. I know our law is good and it will not allow anything wrong to happen. So I will definitely fight in the way so that justice stands, you see. So love for India and love for law. And this, if not this advocate, I don't know what would have happened. So who is this? Who is this? Thousand steps from Baba, at every step. Okay? So this is one of the things. Like this, many other things also happen. Yeah.
It's a very good Yeah, amazing story, and that you had the insight when it began that perhaps you hadn't been serving certain communities, and then the opportunity to serve so many, and the goodness could not be stopped in Russia.
Yeah,
and so you mentioned that also the Golden Age can't be stopped from coming, and I've heard you have a very clear understanding of what the Golden Age will be like. I have an interesting question to ponder. So we take our first birth in the Golden Age and we're surrounded by a mother, a father, and then we have a partner and children. Do you think it's necessary to have a close connection with those Golden Age souls in the Confluence Age? Do we need to know them, or will it be just all a bit of a surprise?
Again, very good question. Why? Because most of the Brahmins, some or another moment in the Confluence Age, think like that. Because when we listen experiences from 1936 onwards, how different souls, you know, they came in Sindh, Baba, and then Jasoda Maya, and then three children, and then seven sisters, seven dadis all together in the same family, Chandramani Dadi's family, all other families. So as if they were all together in the last birth also. So similarly, when we come in Brahmin family in the same center, or we serve with each other for 20 years, for 40 years together. So sometimes we think in that direction. Okay, we are going to be with these souls. So what Baba has told about this? Baba has told, you souls are from the very beginning of Golden Age, taking rebirth, playing different roles, have reached to this last birth. Right? This much everyone knows. And certainly, in different births, we had been playing roles with each other in different names and forms. But as far as I have seen and have understood throughout my Brahmin life, it is absolutely unnecessary for Confluence Age time, absolutely unnecessary to go into this kind of churning or thinking that with whom I am going to be in the Golden Age. Why I say so? First, I say so because of examples in front of us. Mama, Baba. They both were revealed that they are Lakshmi Narayan, Yugal. But not even a single thought, not two thoughts, not even a single thought Mama had in the Confluence Age, looking Baba in front, that we will be Yugal. Otherwise, it would be caught by other souls. It would have been in the atmosphere. But no. This knowledge which was revealed to them, both of them, this knowledge they had put like a souvenir in locker. They didn't use this knowledge in conscious relationship in the Confluence Age. Because in the Confluence Age, the relation was of daughter and father. And that is what was there in the whole identity and in the embodiment. Fully. So from that, I conclude for myself, it is absolutely unnecessary to catch, to match. Why? Because in Confluence Age, each and every soul is given 100% opportunity, possibility to take inheritance from God. And if I start closing this opportunity by putting, yes, now my sister for golden age found, my brother for golden age found, because 40 years this brother is helping me, 40 years, 30 years found. So it means, but I have for my own self have never ever even a single thought closed my surrounding with any beings that now they are mine. No, I am alone. I am alone. There are hundreds of people around. We are together 40 years, 50 years, 35 years, day and night serving together. But hands up, not holding on each other, not entering into that kind of life that others get the atmosphere. So they are, they are like now close to each other. And then they don't have courage to come close to you because you already have many favorites. No, that is very, very body conscious atmosphere. Spiritual, soul conscious atmosphere. All souls are mine. When I came at the center, Brother Jagdish was there. How many of you have seen or read or heard Brother Jagdish's classes? So after 1 week at the center, so he just called me and said to me, because before that I was at another place where we had our spiritual birth with Gulzar Dadi, Rukmani Dadi, All-Rounder Dadi, and they were our teachers. They were coming in our Gita Pathshala. Since childhood we were seeing them and it was so good. But Brother Jagdish brought me from that center to this place because of the services of Wings were to started. So I just passed my university, finished my graduation. So English persons were needed. So I came out to be in Shaktinagar. So after 1 week, he called me and asked, "You are not talking and coming with people around and you are not coming to me. Is everything okay?" I couldn't reply instantly. But then I said, how could I reply at that time? I said that I feel that there is a group of people who are very close to each other and I don't see any space that I can access as if they are quite with each other. So he understood. I said, I got it. But don't be afraid from this. I am alone. But, so that was a lesson for me. That when seniors, we see sometimes crowded by others who look like very close to them and very near and dear to them, so we mistaken it as if how where I have place in the life of Dadi or seniors. See, these are so close. No, this is mistake. This is mistake. They may show like this, that they are very close, but seniors, they have totally, which is called, what do you say it? Insulation? They are insulated from all kinds of relationships. They are, nyara, pyara. So therefore, we don't need to try to fix someone from golden age for us. We all are open today with whomsoever this, for example, we are interacting first time in the life, right? But are we distant relatives? No, we are sitting with as close brothers and sisters, right or not? Are you getting this feeling? Are we strangers? No, who are we?
Family.
Very close brother and sister. In 1 second we should be able to have that kind of connect. And after this will finish, again we have forgotten each other. Again needed, again we are very close to each other. That's what is called a very pure lotus stage of mind. Okay, so this game of fixing is waste of time. Although some entertain it, but I see then they get lost in jungles. Okay? Okay, Om Shanti.
Very, very lovely.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Santosh Didi and Brother Damien, for bringing the fragrance of purity and royalty from Baba so much in the whole, and this lotus-like stage of mind is beautiful to take with us in the meditation. Thank you, Shanti.
Okay, so I think two sisters can also come. Some of you like to come. So you can put everything by your side, become free. If you want just 1 minute stretching, 1 minute you can all stand. And since you don't need headphones now, you can sit apart, leave one seat between each other. You will enjoy. You can spread throughout the whole hall now for meditation. Don't sit on the seats together, just spread along. Yeah, do up, yes. Move your fingers, like this. Yeah. Take neck behind and up like this. Okay. And for next few minutes, I enjoy Baba's company and allow myself to be colored by his presence. Thoda commentary hogi, fir aap geet chalayenge. I know I am very fortunate child of God. That I am able to be with him. Listen to him and practically live every day and move ahead in my life. Keeping Baba's wonderful image in front of my vision. I congratulate myself and appreciate my fortune of being with God and having purity in my life, which is the light of the soul. Light of purity is making me shine. And this light is helping everyone around to be able to feel Baba, to be able to sense his presence. Because where purity is, there God is present. dimensional being of light. Resident of the world of light, golden reddish realm. My beautiful home. Space of silence. Complete silence. This is my original home. Where I, the soul, am free from all scripts and roles. I am in silence, from this space of light and silence. I enter into world drama as complete, beautiful, royal deity in the perfect golden world. Golden palaces, beautiful deities, calm, serene, rich nature around me. Everyone completely joyful, light, bright, healthy, happy. There is every moment celebration around me. Wherever eyes go, there is just abundance. Shine, gold, diamonds and jewels, bounty of nature, crowned deities. Most beautiful dresses, this is the beginning of world drama, gift for me from my Father, Supreme Soul. World with everything best, pure and superb. All deities just are happy sharing their glances full of love, gentleness and never disappearing smiles. Wherever you see, there is purity and beauty. As if God Himself is on earth in the form of His all pure children. That is why it is called Shivalaya. Home created by Shiva. Heaven created by benefactor Father. O Baba, Almighty Father, Bodiless Father, you are wonderful. We hang in the bodies for so many years, but are wise enough to make heaven into hell. But sweet Baba, you in just one go change this hell into heaven again. By just taking body on loan for a while, how amazing, wonderful to have you in my life. You are my everything. Beyond you, there is nothing. Oh, Baba, you have given solace to my heart. Have taken away whole pain and sorrow. And gifted me complete happiness. Mithi Baba.